GSA's Align contract was supposed to meet nearly every technology services need of the government for the next decade. The agency awarded contracts to 59 large businesses and 72 small ones. It has a $65 billion ceiling over the next 10 years.
One of the geniuses of the Align contract is that its scope is based on the federal enterprise and the DoD enterprise architecture, so there's practically nothing within the realm of IT services that's not within scope.
That's Ed O'Hare, GSA's Assistant Commissioner for the Integrated Technology Services Office. It is O'Hare's job to make GSA's case to potential agency customers to use Alliant, the schedules, and a host of other small business-focused GWACs.
But typically, yeah, when we go in to visit an agency, and we've been to most of them, specifically make sure they are aware of our entire portfolio. I believe that if those agencies you mentioned would use, let's say, Alliant, they could begin executing task orders toward their mission faster, which is to say immediately, easier, and much less expensively.
O'Hare adds that the large contracts are complicated and can take years to develop and get right. But time and again, agencies are creating their own multiple award contracts. Agency procurement officials and vendors say there are several reasons why. Soraya Correa is the director of the Office of Procurement Operations at DHS.
One size doesn't really fit all. Agencies the size of DHS sometimes have unique needs, and they do need to have contracts in place to support those unique needs. That's not to say that we probably couldn't go and pull a GSA schedule and write some convoluted order that's twisted into meeting our perspective, but that's not really what those vehicles are there for. We should use the vehicles the way they were intended to be used.
She says contracts such as Eagle 2 are developed to take into account the agency's enterprise architecture, technology standards, and to have companies that are familiar with DHS's needs.
Here we have a consolidated group of companies in Eagle where we have very regular and structured quarterly alliance meetings where we bring all the contractors together. We talk about lessons learned, how we're doing our business, and it's all of them. It is not just the companies that are winning.
But a comparison between the current Eagle vehicle and Alliant shows 20 companies are on both contracts. And one anonymous industry executive of a large government contractor says most companies already have specific teams that focus on a particular agency. The executive says the same attention that Korea feels is important for DHS is there no matter which contract the agency uses. Iris Cooper is the Associate Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition at the Veterans Affairs Department. She echoes Korea's reasoning when explaining why VA is creating its own IT services contract called T4. Cooper says T4 is based on the need for vendors to be familiar with VA's processes, systems, security requirements, and enterprise framework. She says the MAC also will give VA more opportunity to award deals to small and veteran-owned firms. T4 will include up to 15 prime contractors and have a ceiling of $12 billion over 5 years. Jim Williams has heard both Correa and Cooper's argument during his 30-year career in government, the last four spent as the commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service.
I've been a director of procurement, and I know our people wanted to do their own because that's kind of big and glamorous. And there's a perception of control, too, that somehow if you use somebody else's, you won't have control. Again, these are self-service vehicles, and that's not an issue whatsoever. And if you ever need to modify one of these GWAC contracts, which is rare, I mean, you're buying services. If you look at Alliant, it has a very broad scope of work for the entire set of contractors. So I don't imagine there would be hardly any modification. So I think that's a myth that somehow they're giving up control.
Williams reveals that behind the scenes, contract decision-making is more complex.
I do worry that when you're talking about a vehicle for IT services, it seems like the vehicle becomes more not the CIO's tool, but somebody else's. And I think that's the CIO's decision, working with the chief procurement officer.
In fact, GSA pulled out all the stops to bring DHS's Eagle 2 contract under Alliant as a blanket purchase agreement.
If they're going forward with Eagle 2, it means they didn't agree with taking us up on our offer, which I think was a great offer. While I don't necessarily agree with it, I'm not sitting in their position. So I don't want to fault them for it either, and I don't want to be the cop that should have said, no, you shouldn't have done that, because they listened to us, and I was appreciative of that.
Several vendors and agency officials, all speaking on background, say GSA doesn't provide good enough customer service. The complaint center on GSA's response to agency issues tends to be slow, and they require too many steps to perform simple tasks. And customer agencies don't believe they're getting value for the fee GSA charges. Others, however, say GSA is like any other organization that has good and bad days. GSA recognizes at least the perception exists that its customer service needs to improve. Administrator Martha Johnson made it a priority to improve customer service intimacy since she took over in February. O'Hare says GSA conducts customer satisfaction surveys each year.
We continually score very high for our GWACs. Also, all of our contracts are set up for direct order, direct bill. That is to say, an agency contracting officer, they can go directly to the vendor as long as they have the delegation. I mean, GSA doesn't have to get in between in any way whatsoever.
And GSA plans to improve its customer service as well.
We're beginning to construct some traditional tier 1, 2, 3 help desk services for that schedule center so that we know every phone call we get, we will answer every phone call. We will respond to every email. I think that's the first thing we got to do. The other thing we do, and we call customer service, we need to be more reliable about how long or dependable about how long it takes us to award and to modify a contract.
O'Hare and Williams both think there are too many Macs, but stress they are not calling for GSA to have a monopoly either. O'Hare points to a recent satellite communications contract GSA and the Defense Information Systems Agency are working on as an example of what the future could look like.
We actually came together with one rate that recognized the 3/4% fee on the schedule to buy down the cost of the IDIQ, and the rest of the government's going to benefit from it. And, you know, the vendors now only have to submit to one proposal. This will be available to federal, state, and locals. The things we put into these contracts for DOD around information assurance are going to be invaluable to the rest of the government. And it's just such a good win-win example. That's what we should be doing with the rest of the government. And for other agencies that got problems that big, we will do the same thing.
In part three of my special report, Contract Overload, Dan Gordon, the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, offers some ideas of what can be done to rein in the explosion of multiple award contracts. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.